Greetings, dear family. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Amen. That's in Psalm 9:9. Mother Claire began, Lord, you are coming. Jesus, draw my very little heart out of itself and into you and the souls who need my prayers. Please, Jesus, I love you, but I am so little, so frail, and so weak. How is it possible for me? I don't want to disobey you, but I have little self-control and feel so unstable. How are we going to be ready? With my grace, he answered. You can pass through this time of instability and uncertainty. Take my hand, sweet spouse of my soul. Take my hand. Be afraid no more. I see all and understand all of what you are going through. Don't you think I care? Don't you think my mercy engulfs you, even in and especially with your wretchedness? I understand it all. And I am telling you now, you are not a failure. You are being shrouded in lies and accusations that constantly bombard you and take you away from me. There is no easy fix for this, beloved. It is a hard trial, which I am allowing to release more graces into the community. Keep your husband alive and also cover the world. I know this is not the bent of your heart. You are being heavily oppressed, so you can't even think straight. I see what is happening. You don't. So I say to you, stand firm. This too will pass, and you will have your sense of direction and prayer burdens back. Truly you will. This is you with grace bridled. You are carrying a heavy load. This is not your nature at all. So bear with me, beloved. Bear with me. You are slowly putting all the pieces together of what your planet is about to go through. But because of your prayers and the prayers of others, it will not be as severe for you as it will be for the rest of the world. I see that it is not lost on you that the two most oppressive religions are in the countries that persecute my church the most. It is no accident. It is punishment. They will call out to me, and I will hear them. But some will not call out. Some will ignore me. And for them, it will be much, much worse. If you have me, you have everything you need. Without me, whatever you do have is useless. They shall throw their gold and silver into the streets. This is the fulfillment of that time as we speak. Their gold and silver is unable to help them. The relentless waters continue to flow and back up into their high-rises. All over the world, people are experiencing calamity upon calamity in the hope that they will cry out to me for mercy. Everything is crumbling from the inside out. All their wealth and opulence has become a stumbling block and useless to deliver them. For those who cry out to me, there will be mercy. For those who shake their fist in my face, everlasting torment and darkness and everlasting separation from me. This is my heart's cry. Don't let this get you down. Keep on admonishing and teaching. These things also must be addressed. I cannot paint a rose-colored picture where judgment is concerned. Don't despair. Clear the air with truth in the hopes that men will repent. Keep working on the heaven messages. They truly need to be heard. but don't beat yourself up. I'm about to release more graces in this area. You are weighed down by entirely too much condemnation and need prayer. This is a major tactic in the Dark Kingdom. Point out to souls where they failed and how much better you could have done, so they lose all hope. And that was the end of his message. Let's stay encouraged, dear family, and continue to proclaim the truth. For as believers, we know that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.